advocacy groups warned against the liability shield proposed in the compromise legislation. They said it would harm workers, consumers, and patients. Debbie Berkowitz is the safety and health director at the National Employment Law Project. She pointed to a little-noticed provision that would prevent both federal and state occupational safety officials from enforcing coronavirus safety standards.
This bill, this proposal, strips all COVID-related worker safety protections away from all workers, including protection from retaliation during the worst occupational health crisis in our lifetimes. This bill would undermine all efforts to mitigate the spread of COVID at work and back out into the public, and it will lead to more illness and death.
California has stepped in with workplace safety rules to respond to the pandemic. Berkowitz says the federal liability shield legislation could gut those standards. A study by the National Academy of Sciences found that in the first 4 months of the pandemic, 8% of COVID cases were linked to the unmitigated spread of the coronavirus in meat and poultry plants. Berkowitz says that besides preventing the enforcement of COVID safety policies, the bill would also require that all previous citations be revoked. Jennifer Mathis from the Bazelon Center for Mental Health Law says the pandemic has exacted a terrible toll on people in nursing homes. She says more than 100,000 people in nursing homes and long-term care facilities have died as a result of the pandemic.
And my organization alone has had hundreds of our clients die during the last few months because of the inability of the institutions they are in to safeguard their safety. And there is a need now to reduce the census of those facilities to get people out, to accelerate discharges in order to protect people.
For KPFA News, I'm Daniel Witte.